Close your eyes. Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. Notice where you feel the breathing in the body. Place your attention there. Then stay with the breath all the way in, all the way out. And again, with the next breath and the next, try to get the mind to settle down here to be with one thing. Its tendency, of course, is to be with one thing for a little bit and then run off someplace else. We're trying to train it in new habits. Because as the Buddha said, the mind well trained brings happiness. If the mind is not trained, it can create all kinds of trouble. It can latch on to ideas, latch on to emotions that can do you a lot of harm. So you want to be able to get some control of your thinking so you can think the thoughts that are really good to think. And think the thoughts that are not good to think, you can let them go. That requires that you be really mindful, that you keep this in mind, that you want to train your mind. And then secondly, you have to be alert to watch what the mind is actually doing. And if you see that it's doing what you want it to do, well, maintain that. And if it's not, then you can change. The effort that you put in there, the desire to get this right, that's called ardency. And that's the third quality you want to develop in the mind. These are the qualities that train you. It's like training an elephant. You may have never seen an elephant being trained, but it's a very complicated process. Basically, you're taking this wild animal and you're making it very tame. A big animal like that, that could do a lot of damage. But you're training it to do good. And elephants, when they're well trained, they know human language. They know what work they have to do. And the work gets done. The same way you want your mind to be able to do the work that it needs to do, because there's a lot that needs to be done inside. We have a lot of greed, we have a lot of aversion, we have a lot of anger. We have a lot of delusion, jealousy. All kinds of unskillful qualities in mind. We can't let them take over. And they're very clever. They're very slick at taking over. So we have to be very careful and very watchful. So you've got to give the mind a better place to be. Because usually it goes for these things because it's hungry. Needs a little bit of pleasure. Needs a little bit of well-being. As it sees as well-being. So it goes for whatever promises that. And sometimes we say, well, it's our lust. It's what makes us happy. It's our anger that makes us happy. But it's happy only for the short term. You want happiness that's long term. This is going to require some discipline. We don't like the word discipline because it sounds like some harsh taskmaster is just trying to beat us up. But what it basically means is that you see that you have some desires that are more important than others. And you want to make sure that they stay foremost. Your desire for a happiness that lasts, a happiness that doesn't harm you, doesn't harm anybody. That should take primary place in your mind. So you have to discipline everything else in the mind to make sure that that overriding desire does stay in charge. So it's not so much having to abide to unpleasant rules, it's more having a sense of priorities. What's important in life, what's not important in life. And training your mind so that it can accomplish what really is important. It doesn't waste its time running after things that will cause trouble for itself, cause trouble for people around you. And this way your mind gets well trained. The work that needs to be done gets done, and then you can rest. Those elephants in Thailand, they work part of the year, but then they rest part of the year too as a reward for having done good work. And the mind gets to rest too when it's done good work. And it can get, and unlike the elephant, though, it can rest along the way. You get the mind into a good state of concentration like this, focused on the breath feels good coming in, feels good going out. You're coming from a place of well-being. And that makes it a lot easier to say no to the parts of the mind that you know are going to lead you to something unpleasant, lead you to do something unskillful. And you get better and better at perceiving which parts of the mind promise things that are good but really don't deliver. That's part of the training too. So when your mind is well trained, it will bring you happiness, and that happiness spreads around. The happiness of the Dharma is not like the happiness of the world. The happiness of the world depends on material gain, it depends on status, it depends on praise, sensual pleasures. But those are the sorts of things that when one person gains them, other people have to lose. And that kind of happiness creates divisions in the world, as we see. People get more and more wealth, and they have to build higher and higher walls and hire more and more security guards to protect them. But when your happiness is a sort that spreads around, you're happy. Your happiness depends on being generous and being virtuous, training your mind. That kind of happiness spreads around. Everybody wins. Nobody's going to be jealous of your happiness. Nobody's going to try to take it away. So train your mind in that direction, because that's the direction that's really safe.